This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Pope Francis has arrived in Mongolia on a visit to encourage one of the world's smallest and newest Catholic communities. Francis arrived in the Mongolian capital Ulaanbaatar on Friday morning after an overnight flight passing over Chinese airspace. It's the first time a leader of the Roman Catholic Church has visited the landlocked Asian country. The pontiff will hold meetings with Mongolia's president and prime minister. He will also meet with the clergy and nuns who form the backbone of Mongolia's tiny Catholic community of 1,450 members. The Catholic Church has only had a sanctioned presence in Mongolia since 1992, after the country shrugged off its Soviet-allied communist government and enshrined religious freedom in its constitution. Tens of millions of people across southern China hunkered down Friday as Super Typhoon Siola swept toward the megacities of Hong Kong and Shenzhen. Siola is heading towards Hong Kong, carrying maximum sustained winds of 210 kilometers per hour. The storm has forced the cancellations of hundreds of flights, along with the closing of schools and businesses. Hong Kong's stock exchange canceled its trading session after authorities issued its number 8 typhoon signal, the city's third highest typhoon warning level. Authorities in the Pacific U.S. state of Hawaii have opened several investigations into people who have allegedly made unsolicited offers for property in the fire-stricken town of Lahaina in violation of a new emergency order. Governor Josh Green signed the order earlier this week in hopes of preventing land in the historic coastal community from going to outside buyers. Long before the deadly August 8th wildfire, more and more wealthy outsiders have bought property in Lahaina, making it more expensive for long-time residents. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Concerns are growing that residents who have owned properties in their families for generations might feel pressured to sell, contributing to the ongoing exodus of Native Hawaiians and local-born residents from the state. Meanwhile, talk show host Oprah Winfrey and actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson have donated $10 million to help establish a fund that will give direct cash assistance to Maui residents displaced by the catastrophic wildfires. The People's Fund of Maui is offering payments of up to $1,200 per month to adults whose homes were destroyed or made uninhabitable by the wildfires. Singaporeans head to the polls Friday in the city-state's first contested presidential election in more than a decade. Singapore's presidency is a nonpartisan and largely ceremonial post under the Constitution, but formally oversees the city's financial reserves. The president also holds the power to veto certain measures, as well as approve anti-corruption probes. The vote is being closely watched as an indication of support for the ruling party after a rare series of political scandals. Singapore has been ruled continuously since 1959 by the People's Action Party. Some coal producers are having to set aside tens of millions of dollars to cover their own risks as they are cut off by insurers, making it more difficult and costly to do business amid a surge in demand for the fossil fuel. Here's Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral to explain.
Dozens of insurers have announced restrictions on their cover for the industry, particularly for new projects, as they face outside pressure from groups that want to limit coal's contribution to global warming. The situation makes it more difficult and costly to do business amid a surge in demand that started after Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. And the International Energy Agency says that demand this year will top last year's record. Coal miners need extensive insurance for everything from operations to property, equipment, and environmental liability. But many coal producers are finding workarounds. Five coal mining executives who spoke to Reuters said that the industry is increasingly moving towards self-insurance and self-finance.
That was Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. Repeating our top story, Pope Francis has arrived in Mongolia on a visit to encourage one of the world's smallest and newest Catholic communities. Francis arrived in the Mongolian capital Ulaanbaatar on Friday morning after an overnight flight passing through Chinese airspace. It's the first time a leader of the Roman Catholic Church has visited the landlocked Asian country. He will meet with the clergy and nuns who form the backbone of Mongolia's tiny Catholic community of 1,450 members. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.